So, we saw a movie last night.
Yeah, we did.
What'd you think of it?
Well, let's reveal what the movie is first, please.
Mr. Brooks.
Mr. Brooks.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the movie that everybody's been talking about this summer.
I don't think Costner's been talking about it.
That was kind of a weird movie to release this summer. As yeah. a counter-program, I guess, to what? It came out kind of early, so what was the first blockbuster? Spidey, I guess.
I don't think it went up against Spidey.
Well, I think it was kind of seen as a counter-programming.
It's kind of like Shrek, vehicle. But live action.
Yeah, so it was Costner, the Costner serial killer film, co-starring William Hurt, yeah. Dane Cook.
Demi Moore? Or is it Demi? I like Demi.
Dane Edna, I believe. I wish.
Who else? Come on, don't forget the hot bride. Fucking Marg.
Muggenberger's in that. CSI's own.
Yeah. Nick's own.
Nick hates her.
I really do.
I don't understand why. I mean, I think she is kind of
she was in China
woman.
Beach back in the day.
Yeah? Did you hate her in that?
I didn't watch China Beach.
Well,
wasn't Janine Turner on there too?
No, it was that woman I don't like.
Some other gash.
No, she was in. She does like a lot of Batman. Kim Delaney.
Oh, I don't like her either. Don't like her either.
Not Kim Delaney. What's her sister? Dana. Dana.
Oh, they're sisters?
I think.
No, they're not. I always used to get Dan Delaney,
Kim Delaney.
And Janine Turner mixed up because they're both elven petite.
Janine Turner's cute. Back in the day, though.
Yeah, but that show, not for me.
Dana Delaney, man. She sucks.
Yeah, but she has knockers that have their own night. Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'd use the
bell. I'm not a fan of her. But
I'd use the doorbell.
Yeah, so it was weird. It was, oh, wait, and who else? Who was the other hot woman in that movie?
In
Mr. Brooks.
Other hot woman.
She played the police boss.
Oh, Lindsay Krause?
Lindsay Krause.
Yeah, from House of Games.
Yes, yes.
Who hasn't changed her...
And The Arrival.
Yeah, but she hasn't changed her haircut since House of Games.
She may not have changed her haircut, but her face has morphed.
She has like Anthony Michael Hall's hair from 16 Candles. That's the kind of hairdo she's stuck with over the years.
Guess what? She's got about 80 candles.
And it was like seeing kind of an older... Price a 60-year-old woman with Anthony Michael Hall's hair and a Bluetooth.
Yeah, she had the Lobot going on in her head.
Yeah, that was. But she was very good in House of Games. That was like
great movie, and there's a Criterion version on the way.
Yeah, and she's a. That's kind of her big performance besides The Arrival, where she gets killed by spiders.
No, that's The Believers. You think of The Believers?
No, well, she gets killed by some critters in The Arrival. She gets assassinated by critters.
There's no critters.
No. It's a conspiracy. They kill her with critters. I guarantee it.
Really?
Fuck you. Yeah, you can't remember that?
I don't remember.
I think it's like spiders. She's like taking a bath or something.
Oh, really? Maybe so. I try to block out any Lindsay Krause bathing sequences from my mind.
I think she had long hair in The Arrival. I think it was a wig. She's like, I can't. I mean, I'll be in the movie, but I'm not changing the
hair.
I don't know.
I don't know if you're right, but I don't care. I'm not going to find out.
Yeah. Why are you so against going to the IMDb?
Well, guess what? IMDb does not keep statistics of critter deaths.
You love The Arrival. I can't believe you don't remember that.
No, I do love The Arrival, but I don't love Lindsay Krause in The Arrival. I like Mr. Charles Sheen.
You like backward-kneed alien.
I do.
The Arrival.
I'm a sucker for that. So, Mr. Brooks, the story is about Kevin Costner as a wealthy box manufacturer, of course, tired of that, who is also secretly thumbprint killer, who with his alter ego, Darkseid, William Hurt, kills people for pleasure.
Yeah, William Hurt is kind of his over-the-shoulder devil, imaginary friend, who eggs him on to serial kill. Couples.
Do you think when they were younger, like when he was young, Mr. Brooks, they would go egging? That was kind of like his before he got to escalate to murder. So did he first, like he's sleeping, he's on his Star Wars quilt, and little William Hurt's in the bed next to him, goes, hey, let's go down, let's grab some grade A's and go hit the Melveen place. You think that happened?
And then Costner's like, wait, weren't you an altered beast? Why are you egging me on to do some egging? You know, but well, yeah, I mean,
they have been in a film together. You know,
They have
trivia, a little trivia.
Big Chill.
That's right.
Well, he wasn't in the Big Chill, Kevin. He got cut out, Costner. His dead body is the only thing in the Big Chill, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's still some great trivia.
Yeah.
And they're remaking the Big Chill.
Yeah, they are.
With Black Gentleman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kazan getting some cash.
I don't know.
About Mr. Brooks, and about your question, is saying that did he think he started off small and then went big? Don't all serial killers kind of start small and go big? Isn't that how the progression goes?
Yes, but egging isn't part of the psychosis. That's why when you said egg him on,
I'm sorry, Mr. Expert. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about
the first step? Is that you are abused by a parent or a relative? Second is that you have cruelty to animals, and then you experiment with people. Everybody knows that.
And then third,
you wet the bed.
Third, Lindsay Krause is killed by critters in a bathtub.
Tell you what, nothing would cause homicidal impulses quite as much as seeing a current-day Lindsay Krause with a fucking Bluetooth headset.
Yeah.
Because it's like, first of all, she's not hot. Second of all, she's arrogant to have that in her ear. She never once takes a call.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what fate awaits me, but I hope I don't get serial killed, because then what if you found out I got serial killed and then went back and played this conversation of us talking about serial killers?
I wouldn't really derive much sadness out of it.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't be sad either.
So what do you
serial killed?
What do you think? What do you think of Mr. Brooks?
I kind of liked it. I was surprised because I wasn't expecting much from it. It was okay. It was a fun movie to watch with you, Nick. It was an interesting film, and the greatest piece of information about that film nobody talked about. We had to find out after we got home. The director of Mr. Brooks has only done one other film in his career.
Yeah.
What was that film?
Well, you told me. It's a classic.
Christian Slater's Cuffs.
Yeah, yeah.
So this guy, you're telling me that this guy wrote and directed Cuffs.
Yeah.
Disappeared for, 15 years?
Maybe.
And now is back on the screens this summer with Mr. Brooks. Exactly what happened.
Well, you know what? Some people wait for he's like Terrence Malick.
The guy who wrote Cuffs and put Leon Rippey as a bad guy in a shirt with himself on it.
Yeah,
right?
That's the man.
Disappeared and then came out of hiatus with this. I mean, that's just a strange, you have to admit, it's a strange story.
I think it's very much like Terrence Malick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's Svengali. I mean, he's like completely mysterious. Comes on the scene hardcore with a big, big, you know, big sound. Mm. I mean, Cuffs came out. revolutionized the art of film. Christian Slater instantly skyrockets. Tony Goldwyn, Leon Rippey, household names. Mia Jovovich, all become superstars.
She was so cute in that
he
movie.
He disappears.
She must have been like 14, though.
She was very young.
She's still like 20, like 9 or something.
Yeah, but she's horrible now. But and then he goes away. He's like, look, I fucking, you're welcome. I've made my mark. I'm going to go bask in this for afterglow for some time. And what he did was he probably went someplace where he wouldn't be hounded by people.
His house.
Then he gets a script. Says, holy shit, this is the next one.
This is the sequel, the unofficial sequel to Cuffs.
Yeah, and bam, onto the scene comes Mr. Brooks, which reached a similar pop culture crescendo to Cuffs.
Well, maybe what he did, and I can't remember this guy's name, Evans, Bruce A. Evans
or something like that.
Do you know the guy that directed The Yards? I don't know his name.
He directed James Gray.
Yeah, what else did he do before The Yards?
Another film.
Well, he has a movie out that played Cans.
Yeah, great.
And he'd waited he waited for Joaquin to get popular before he made his next film. He turned down a lot of projects. Waited. So maybe that's what this guy was doing. He was waiting for Christian Slater to get popular. Re-get, by the way.
Yeah.
And he got tired of waiting.
He also did not wait for Demi Moore to get re-popular.
Demi Moore looked good in this.
She did not.
Yeah, she did.
She looked a little off to me.
I think she always kind of looks good, and she looked pretty good in this.
I don't know. I think striptease was the beginning of the end.
Her Okay, but her career was...
I mean, you know, physically.
It looks like she's trying to re-enter after a long hiatus, I guess, into the... And she picks the fall up the cuffs. It's probably not sound advice, but... I don't know. It's an interesting movie. I guess it was fun, kind of fun to watch. I don't like Dane Cook at all, and he was kind of fun to watch in this. So.
Yeah, I mean, we both agree that the best thing about it is definitely the William Hurt Costner interaction.
Yeah,
the scenes are really
best,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the movies. I think that there's so much potential there, but they try to tell too many stories, and the directing sometimes gets in the way. Sorry, Bruce. I know that there's a lot of hype. With your return, and I gotta say, totally didn't live up to it in some respects. And yeah, Dane Cook's okay in it. You know, some close-ups I could have done without.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought I was watching Red Planet.
Well, but he kind of went against. You could tell him. You could tell he was trying to resist his comedic tics, but he still got a couple through. But he did okay. His character was kind of fun, I thought. He got a chance to pee the floor, which was nice. And yeah. Costner tried to filter it and drink it, which I thought, but either both of them couldn't get out of their characters, previous characters, I guess. But no, it was fun. Would you recommend people running out to see it though?
No.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend them seeing many things in its stead either.
Yeah.
It could, you know what? It's I think it might be one of those movies that people see like on video or on DVD or whatever, and say, you know what? That wouldn't do bad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because there's like no hype for it.
Except for the return of Bruce Evans.
But it also had like kind of a fake out ending, which is, I think, is never, you know, like kind of a Carrie ending, which I like in Carrie, but not too many other films. And I kind of wish that they would have had a more interesting ending tacked onto this and would have made it a better film.
Do you think Carrie's ending was tacked
on? I mean, could it have hurt? A little walk-on towards the end. Costner gets arrested by cuffs. You know, could it have a little full circle?
I don't think he wanted to blow that wad. I think he's got. I think he's gonna bring us another cuffs movie, like a legitimate canon film. Like I don't think he wanted to veer off from the mythology too much.
See you in 15 years.
Yeah, because we never really get to see. We get to see cuffs kiss her pink parts, like he says in the script.
Oh, by the way, what? I don't think Carrie has a tacked-on ending. Why would you put words in my mouth?
I'm asking you.
I think this movie has a kind of a fake-out Carrie. I think Carrie kind of works, and it's, but it's also De Palma who also likes to do that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, well.
But, you know.
I'm not a fan of Carrie. Not at all. Not at all. Not the
what
book,
about,
not the
what
movie.
What about The Princess Bride?
Not Carrie Snodgrass. What The Princess Bride?
Carrie always.
Not a fan of him either.
He was good in The Princess Bride.
Yes, he was.
You know, I saw the day in the bookstore and I was trying to find you.
Tell.
Kid walked into the bookstore wearing a Saw t-shirt. The original. Yeah.
Why? I'm glad you didn't find me.
I just don't understand.
Why he would wear it in public? I think they sell those at Hot Topic.